diary. It's the 5th of February, 1849. I've already decided that it's best that I travel to the gold rush in California. I don't have the money to have a grand estate, but I have enough to make do. I'll be traveling with the next wagon train, traveling through St. Louis and making its way through Kansas City, which should be in about 6 days. I already have my wagon. I stir, woken up by the rocky route taken by the train. I hear people outside talking. I race to see what the ruckus is and open the curtain, hiding the contents of my wagon to the rest of the world. Isla Glenn, a friend I've made my short time on the trail, greets me.
Good morning, Louise. Are you excited to arrive in Independence tomorrow? Well, of course you are.
I've been on the trail for 6 days so far. Finally stopping near a city will be a welcome rest. I wonder who will join us on this journey across country. We'll take a short stop to gather food, making sure to double-check that the Queen Anne's lace that we just picked wasn't some hemlock. Then we continue. I go back into my wagon and practice my English.
February 11th, 1849. I say my goodbyes to my mother and father before I head out, taking enough money to get myself on my feet for when I am in California. I walk slow and steady to the place the train coming through Jackson County will stop at, taking in the view like I won't return. I will, of course, return, but just not for a year or more. Finally, I see it coming, and I rise, ready to join a wagon. Asking around, I try to find a place that'll take me, with little luck, until I reach one spot. A woman with pale skin and pitch-black hair takes me in. She and I talk, getting to know one another. She is 18 and is here to help her family, she says, who are sick back in St. Louis.
I'm the oldest of my parents' children, and since my brothers died back in Germany, it is my job to care for everyone and provide since my father has to work the farm. It's a tough job, but someone has to.
Sounds like it, Miss Schaefer. I'm the youngest of three brothers and two sisters, and the only one not wed yet, so I'm here to find a way to make my own life and to get my own land. My family moved to Missouri from Baden-Württemberg when I was a mere teenager.
Oh, Louise is just fine, but why not just wait to get land from your parents? Sounds like you're risking more going on this trip than you need to for a good life.
It may seem that way, but that really is not the case. I will get a sizable piece of land from my parents, but my siblings will get more of a stake in the plot. I also would like to work for my own land with my own sweat and tears instead of taking the easy route.
Did you not bring enough money to buy all the supplies needed and then some? All supplies to you by your successful farm parents? Seems fishy to me.
I did, but that was only to get myself on my feet. Then I'll do the work myself. I'm not going to pay people to dig gold for me. That will be my own job.
But you are still coming with quite the insurance.
Yes, insurance. But hey, like you said, I have some more to fall back on if need be. Let's just hope I don't fall into the river while panning by mistake. That would make all efforts not worth it.
Dear Diary, it's the 12th of February, 1849. I met this nice young man looking for a wagon, and I volunteered to share mine with him. We continued talking for what felt like hours as the trail continued on to California. His name is Conrad Nagel, and he's 23 years old, the youngest of six kids, all the rest married, except for him. He lives with his parents, helping them out on the farm until he marries and moves on. He's very kind and funny. His family moved from Germany to America like I did, but I didn't tell him I came alone. I instead told him my brothers died in the war over in Germany, and my sisters and parents moved to St. Louis, and now my parents are sick, so I came to help find gold to help save them. These next 4 or 5 months are looking pretty enjoyable. I better finish this before he wakes and sees me riding. I'll just go keep practicing my English.
It's March 18th, 1849. Sir Halton Bell died yesterday from what is assumed by the rest of his family to be hemlock poisoning. He was known to be careless when checking to see if his food was the poisonous type or the harmless edible kind. He was, although, able to make it almost all the way through Kansas before he expired in an untimely fashion. We know more death will come, but Louise and I are hopeful that we will not encounter such unfortunate fates.
Dear Diary, it is the 30th of April, 1849. Tom Cyril died last week of what we believe was cholera. He was unusually dehydrated and forgot to boil the water before drinking, causing him to get sick. I'm starting to get worried. Conrad is starting to show the same symptoms as Tom did whenever he was sick. But Conrad is always careful when avoiding illnesses. So I don't know how this happened, if that is what he has. Here in the Rockies, there are not many places with flowing water, so we mostly have to melt snow to get anything to drink. I do hope he is able to get over this soon enough. The Rockies are hard to travel through, and I feel bad for him sitting in the back through this rough terrain. The train is about to head out of camp. I better help Conrad back into the wagon.
Dearest Mother and Father, I know I haven't really gotten a chance to write to you, and for that I am sorry. The trail is a harsh one, and many of my train have died. But I have found my silver lining. Her name is Louise Schaefer, and I met her on my first day on the wagon train. She is a very determined young miss who came here and through these hardships to find a way for money for her sick family in St. Louis. She is also German, born in Germany, but recently moved to Missouri with her family, similar to us. I have fallen ill to what I believe is cholera, and one of my fellow train mates has already died from what we suspect to be the same. But Louise is taking excellent care of me during this time. We were planning to wed after we arrived in California, but now Louise would not like to wait that long. She says after I recover and we reach our next stop, we should have our union. She is very persistent. With love, Conrad.
Conrad, how are you feeling? Do you need more water or food or blankets?
I am a bit thirsty, but I am feeling fine otherwise, my sweet Louise. My family had made it through the outbreak back in Germany in the 30s.
I shall boil more water for you to drink and retrieve some soap from our stuff for you to wash up with. As I leave the wagon, I see Fern.
Oh, Louise! I heard about Conrad and his condition. I'm so sorry.
He's doing just fine. I do believe he'll make it through and will not expire as Mr. Riddle did.
I certainly hope so. Conrad and you make a sturdy pair, and it would not be convenient if he were to die this far in.
Fern and I retrieve water and boil it as we speak. It wouldn't be very convenient at all, actually.
Oh, Louise, you know that is not what I meant.
Dear Diary, it's the 4th of May, 1849. It seems Conrad has recovered from his illness and our wagon train has taken a break, so we have decided to wed today. There are many buffalo in the area to have a meal of, and many of the men, although I did want to hunt too, went out to hunt for the feast while some of the women are preparing Conrad and I's outfits or gathering plants to have at the buffalo meal. A couple of women and a few kids took a walk to gather buffalo chips to help fuel the fire to cook our evening feast that will celebrate our marriage. I cannot wait. I don't know, last time I ate a feast as large as what we've planned for tonight. The girls are calling me in to change into my dress. Next time I write, I'll be a married woman.
Marriage.
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today. Marriage. That blessed arrangement, that dream within a dream. And love, true love, will follow you forever. So treasure your love. Do you, Louise Schaefer, take Conrad Nagel to be your waffly wedded husband?
I do.
And do you, Conrad Nagel, take Louise to be your waffly wedded wife?
I do.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Woohoo! Yay!
Dear Diary, it's the 5th of May, 1849. Conrad and I got married last night. Everyone in the train had an amazing feast of buffalo, elk, and deer that lasted us throughout the evening and then some. It most definitely raised the moral of everyone here.
July 12th, 1849. We just crossed the border into California. We have about 2 more weeks left of our journey, give or take, until we reach the town. Louise and I can't wait to finally settle down after these non-stop traveling months. Louise has made many friends with the women from our train. She hangs out with them every other day when we stop, and they seem to be enjoying themselves. I've made a few friends myself, One man a couple years older and another a few years younger. Both married. I hope I am able to make Louise happy as her husband while we live in California before heading back home to settle down forever.
Up ahead!
It's the town!
Oh my, Conrad, you must come see. I can't wait!
It's beautiful. I've gotten tired of seeing desert for days on end.
Me too. It's been so long since we've been in civilization.
Indeed it has. We mark this day, August 11th, 1849, as the day our lives changed forever.
Dear Diary, it's the 12th of August, 1849. Connor and I have found a cute little house that we've rented out for however long we plan on living out here. All the newcomers start mine work today. I've already gotten dressed and packed lunches for the both of us to help get us through the long, hot day. I cannot wait to be able to work next to my new husband to help support our family and our future. I'm bringing food that we bought out at the sales stands in our lunches. It costs quite a bit. People are quite unforgiving here, but Conrad bought more than enough money to bring us on our feet. We bought some coffee at a mere 25 cents for the morning, tea, same as coffee for the afternoon, and milk at 2 cents for cooking. Along with meats for strength at $1.40, which is quite the steal, actually. Our rent is not too extreme, at least not as much as I thought it'd be. Only $2 for a two-person family home. This is going to be so much fun.
Ready to go, honey?
What do you mean?
We start work at the mine today. I've already packed our lunches. We should probably leave now so we aren't late.
Honey, I'm the only one going to the mines. You're going to stay here.
What do you mean? I need to support me. I mean my family back in St. Louis.
I can do that, love. I know you feel a responsibility to your family, but let me help. You can make more than me doing safer chores. I'm sorry, but please let me do this. I don't want you to get hurt.
Dear Diary, it's the 20th of August, 1849. Conrad leaves for work every morning at 7:15 a.m. and returns at around 8:30 p.m. Or at least he used to when he came home with a little more than an ounce per trip to the mines. But the $16 made per day couldn't sustain us. So, Conrad started going to gambling sessions a couple days ago over at the German bar where men try to earn more gold, but some leave with hands emptier than what they came in with. One day, he stumbled into the house drunk. That's when I decided to start meeting up with my group of women so I had something to do while he was gone.
August 25th, 1849. I have started a terrible habit of gambling and drinking. I have earned much money in the recent days, and that is how it started. It was just a few dollars in the beginning, only here and there. But that started me winning, and winning, and winning. With the gambling comes drinks. Except, when I come back from doubling my earnings, although maybe not in the best of ways, I find Louise to be gone. A few days back, I saw Louise talking with John Smith, and their conversation seemed to be one of flirtation from where I was. I may talk with Elude and Miguel about my suspicions. I fear the worst on what is happening behind my back. I understand I may have not made the best decision on not letting her work in the mines, but I was trying to think of her well-being. She is the only thing that is keeping her family afloat, and if they lose her, they have nothing. If I die, Louise gets everything, and my parents back home will still have 5 other children to lean on, if necessary. I just hope Louise sees my intentions for what they are, and I hope my suspicions are wrong.
Louise.
Conrad, are you okay? You seem very drunk. What do you have in your hand?
Louise, I know you've been out with someone. Why?
Are you asking me if I'm cheating on you? Conrad, darling, have a seat. You're not in the best of mindsets.
I'm fine, but you're not.
Conrad, please!
Louise! Louise, are you injured?
Conrad, he attacked me and I don't know what to do.
Whoa. It's okay, Louise. Slow down. Tell us what happened.
Okay. I was getting ready for a meeting and Conrad came back early and he was accusing me of cheating on him and he had his axe and he was drinking and he got heated and he attacked me and I didn't know what to do, so I tried to defend myself and...
Louise, did you kill him?
What is going to happen now?
What are we going to do? Oh no, what are we going to do?
Oh my, I didn't want anything like this to happen.
I didn't mean to. Please, help me.
We need to help Louise. Louise, where is he? We'll clean everything up. You just go back to Germany or back to Missouri or something. We'll make it look like he just fell into the river. Right, ladies?
Yes, Isla?
I think we have to tell someone the truth. Isla, don't. We must help each other, remember? Together we will thrive. At least wait until morning. Please. Okay, but only until dawn.
The girls cleaned everything up while I took all the earnings Conrad had made and took a wagon and ran. I traveled through the north, made it up into Oregon before December. After all, I left in early September. I do miss Conrad, but he attacked me. I just wish things ended differently. I wonder what happened to the rest of the women there. I guess I'll never know.
Fate finally caught up with Louise, from everything in Germany and running from California. In early February 1850, Louise made it up to Canada, but she was not careful in finding her footing after having to leave her wagon behind in the snow. She fell into a dark pit, off a cliff, and into the abyss, to join her true family, Aunt Conrad, in the afterlife.